I strolled across old Main Street, walked down a flight of stairs, stepped to the hall and saw all my friends are there. And the outside was flashing, welcome, come on in, feels so good, feeling good again.
Have you been real deliberate, saying I want to make music that sounds like this, or is it more of a natural way that just kind of your music pours out the way that it came in?
I believe that as far as like how that bluegrass influence works is, when I started playing, I played so much of it that I had this alternating bass line thing in my head on the guitar, and I just almost cannot play a song without going A-E-A-E-D-G-D-G, that kind of thing, to, you know, get the just make the rhythm go. So consequently, I rarely play out of that sort of rhythmic pattern much. Bluegrass for me musically was really accessible, whereas, you know, oh my God, I don't know if I would have ever really picked up music if I'd have started out listening to Miles Davis.
We were singing like, yeah, was
so this is a rare visit to Buffalo for you, and I'm wondering what brings you here when you could stay around Texas and play for bigger crowds, maybe sleep in your own bed afterward. What inspires you to keep playing new places?
There's no honor in being a hero in your own backyard.
It's a twist and turn and wind the road. I get lost and broken down.
There's the best testing ground for like a new song is to, you know, step in front of an audience. Now, if I'm playing in Texas, I'm not going to get a real true feeling for that because people, you know, I'm preaching to the choir pretty much. But if I step out, you know, whatever, in Indianapolis or in Buffalo and play a new song, you know, I've got a really unpolluted focus group in front of me.
Another cool new thing you're doing is this Americana podcast and expanding the definition of the genre in which we're elevating in Buffalo too. Though I'm struggling lately with a notion, and wonder if you are too, in the wake of the El Paso shooting, the state of our nation, when it comes to representation and who gets to define what's American, is calling this style of music Americana an unintentional extension of white nationalism?
It can be if you limit yourself. Our whole idea about this podcast is trying to continue to broaden the scope of what I consider Americana. When Americana dives too hard into the boneyard of country music, you lose me, right?
Yeah.
I grew up with that stuff. I've already heard it, you know. I don't need that, right? I want the stuff that's like, you know, if we're starting to create our own arc here and what we're doing, we're kind of pulling in from the outliers.
Stood out on-